Justin Flute back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper, talking Hiawatha boys basketball, the Redhawks 2-1 start to the season. And Coach, I feel like we could probably talk 10, 15 minutes about your game last night in Troy. In fact, everybody that I run into has been talking about that game here the last few days. And man, unfortunately, it doesn't end up your way in the end. Double overtime loss, but 87-85, so many storylines and obviously some big time performances. And now that it's been a few days, and I guess you've had another game since then, I guess, how do you look back and kind of digest and talk about that Troy game?
Yeah, well, I'm same as you. A lot of people that I've run into have talked about that game, and the people that were there were really treated to quite a contest. Like I said, anybody that paid to get in that game at Troy the other night got their money's worth. Good girls game followed by a double overtime boys game. Quite a night. Wish we could have pulled that out there. Both teams had chances to win or lose that game, and we come up on the short end. But, you know, early in the year, I don't think you can get too bent out of shape about anything that happens right now. You just got to keep trucking, moving forward.
Well, you know, later in the year, you'll have, you know, worked on some different things, some different sets, some different situations, and especially with adding more games to the schedule this year, I mean, just wasn't a lot of time, but you still have to feel like, I mean, that's high caliber stuff for just December 5th, second game of the year. I mean, yeah, there's some things here and there that I'm sure that you'll work on and have ready to go later in the year. But man, I mean, those guys, that's just phenomenal basketball, I guess, especially that early in the season that both teams really played.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty exciting. A lot of back and forth, a lot of like lead changes, and just like the crowd and the enthusiasm that was in the gym. It was worthwhile. We got off to a really bad start that night, kind of dug a hole and had to chase all night. But we closed back early and got tied. Even had a little lead there once late. But a couple just kind of silly mishaps kind of on our part there. A couple costly turnovers at very inconvenient times was enough to flip the script on us. And they got some big performances from a couple of their guys. And we had some really solid performances from a couple of our guys, too. But you're right. Early in the year, it's good to be in that situation. You're thinking that that's probably going to help down the road somewhere.
Yeah, Braylon Seaman Morgan had a huge night, ended up fouling out late. But what did he finish with, 36 points in that game? And had several other guys, as you mentioned, come in, even guys off the bench that had some big minutes and plays and scoring for you. Well, let's talk about Horton a little bit, a little less dramatic, but you do bounce back and get the win, 66-53. Were you happy with the way the guys kind of responded after Troy Friday and then got the win again on the road last night?
Yeah, last night was fine. Another battle. It certainly wasn't easy. At Horton, their guys played really tough and made some big shots. They closed the gap on us a little bit in the second half. We had to focus a little bit to dial in there. But some good performances again last night. Braylon played really well again last night. Ethan Morton got going a little bit there in the second half. Really gave us a boost. We've had really solid performances from a lot of our guys. Lane Kessler double-doubled again last night. And Michael and Carson and a couple of those guys off our bench have been just about what we feel like we need them to be to start off the year. Now, how we can evolve or move forward or what we can become remains to be seen. But so far, that's where we're at.
Crazy schedule, too, because you get one day here to practice and then back-to-back games Thursday, finally home game against Pea Ridge, and then you're right back on the road Friday at Marhill Mount Academy. So how challenging is it, I guess? And it's nice to have some experience because it seems like you're playing a lot more than you're practicing here these first couple weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of player-friendly schedule there, I suppose, and we'll just take it. We talked a little bit last night and today. I think it's hard kind of for coaches and players this part of the year to not get too caught up in who's played who or what the score was and all these things. You know, everybody's just got to play their own games right now and focus on their own team. And it's just so early for everybody just because maybe someone – lost to this team, but then turned around and beat that team. We're really comparing apples and oranges this part of the year, and you can kind of trick yourself there if you're not careful. So our plan moving forward is just to keep working on us and keep kind of preparing for our opponents a little bit the best we can, but keep the focus on us. What can we do? What can we change, if anything, and to make sure that we're moving forward and we're not just stuck in neutral.
Well, great start at 2-1, and hopefully a few more wins here before we chat again next week. Best of luck in your upcoming games, Coach. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Boys, with the Locker Room Chats brought to you each week by Carl's Body Shop, by Hiawatha Implement, and by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.